At the center of the Henrietta Lacks story are people asking questions. For people trying to understand the biology of human cells, it's there for bioethicists, for patients. This is why Johns Hopkins is committed to outreach and education for all the community.
It's a labor of love. We all feel like we're connected to this beautiful woman who we call the mother of medicine. It really makes you think about how powerful an impact one person unknowingly could make.
I would say that Henrietta is probably, if not the most important, certainly one of the most important women in science and medicine. And we all learn and follow Henrietta Lacks' legacy as we contribute to research and medicine.
Henrietta Lacks was a 31-year-old woman admitted to Johns Hopkins in 1951 for the diagnosis and treatment of cervical cancer. Unfortunately, she had a very aggressive cancer, and within a year, she had died. As part of the care she received at Johns Hopkins, the cells from her cervix were brought into a laboratory and cultured and have become the first human living cell line, which has allowed us to learn remarkable things about how human cells function.